In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And tonight we will study the process of man-to-man evangelism. Let's read the passage from St. Mark Gospel, chapter 8. Then he came to Pisidia, and they brought a blind man to him, and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell anyone in the town. First of all, this blind man is one of those who are atheists or do not believe in God, as if they couldn't see the truth. So, the gospel usually considered all non-believers as blind men. And we ourselves are considered blind when we ignore the presence of the Lord. We couldn't focus on Him. We just see people around. We see the creatures, but we couldn't see the Creator. So, preaching is a process of opening the eyes of the blind. And as you saw in this story, they brought the man to the Lord, and they considered that it will take him a minute to touch his eyes, to open the eyes, and that's it. But the Lord did not follow the process they meant, but he had his own way. They see what they believe they see, or they want to see, but they do not see all the truth or what everybody can see. I'll give you an example of the paranoid personality. If you know the paranoid ones, they usually interpret all actions according to their earlier belief. So they may believe that everyone is talking about them, is persecuting them, somebody is making fun of them, or are serious harming them. So they think in a way which is not true. So these are the blind people living on earth around us, and this is the condition of the non-believer. So they begged him to touch him. Most of the people believe that doing miracles is the main key to evangelize, to preach the word of God. Just do miracles and everybody will follow you. This is not the way the Lord usually make, because he made many miracles, but not necessarily these miracles opened the eyes of the non-believers. And for those who enjoyed his miracles, many of them did not follow him in faith. And for many did not enjoy the miracles, but they could believe in his words. So miracles are not the only way for preaching the word of God, and usually it's not the only way that our Lord used to open the eyes. So they begged him to touch him, but he did not touch him the way they meant. Actually, the Lord took him aside by his hand and walked away out of the multitude. So by doing this, you know, if you imagine how the Lord took his hand and walked away from the multitude, this kind of empathy and love, this kind of personal touch, he felt that this important man, everybody is waiting just to touch him. He took his hand and left everybody behind. So the man felt that he is beloved in himself. He is important in himself. He is different from anyone else. And it's not the way just to make miracles and to show off, to show everybody around that Jesus is great. No, he cared for his emotions and he considered him as a man, and he took him away as a friend, and they enjoyed walking away for some time. So this is the first step in the process of preaching the word of God. Just be a friend to this man who you are looking after to preach the word of God. It's not necessarily to make a miracle. It's not just a simple touch. Spend more time, walk with him, touch his hand before touching his eyes. You know, spending time and sharing the conversations and sharing interests and being intimate in a way, this all will pave the way to preach the word of God. When he led him out of the town, you know, this means that you are trying to take this guy, the non-believer, out of the old ideas and the old nature. You took him out of the town, you take him away from the lustful life and what common things are common to people, the classic way of life and classic way of thinking. You try to take him out of town. So this kind of being alone or solitude will help you to change the mind of this non-believer. Actually, the blind did not know exactly where they go. And this is part of the process of preaching the word of God. That when you start serving such a man, he will not know exactly what is the end of this journey and what's the next station. But you know quite well, guided by the Holy Spirit, that you are taking him out of his nature, out of his town, to enlighten his mind and open his eyes. And it came a minute that the Lord stopped and spit on his eyes. You know, we are not ready to make miracles like the Lord, but we can make this in a different way, that we clean the eyes from the old diseases and previous thoughts. We need, you know, to clean the mind from the dirt of the lusts and earthly desires and negative thoughts. So this is the one of the primary steps in order to open the eyes. And this kind of spitting on the eye means the word of God will help to clear this out and to clean the eyes before making the miracle. Then the Lord puts his hand on his eyes. This kind of putting the hand on the eye, the hand of God always simplifies the power of the Holy Spirit. So while talking to the man, you should pray. And with the power of praying, this kind of touch will be given from the Holy Spirit to open up the eyes. What kind of opening the eye will happen? And what are the next steps? This is, we'll see the next time. Glory to God. Amen.